Well, I did open it, so.
Or open it and then close it.
Oh, we're set now.
Or set it aside and then open it later.
Oh, earlier you said phone number, but it's actually phone numbers.
Numbers, yeah.
Okay, well, I have that thing with 1 foot, 2 foot. It's 4 foot long. Well, it's four feet
long.
Everybody you hear, the number goes higher, but it still says foot.
There are some things that are not grammatically correct, but it just sounds clumsy coming out of your mouth.
Yes. As in, he pleaded guilty. Why didn't he plead? I don't know. to me, it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think either one of those are fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always read as pleaded.
Yeah. And I think the reason, because it reads funny, just the word itself, as you look at it, reading copy.
There's a lot of words.
Story.
Gravy. What was that show? I don't know. There was a show, Gravy, man. That's a weird word. And they kept saying it over and over again.
Is this from your Sesame Street days?
No.
Electric Company?
No, it's not.
Were you?
Electric Company.
Do you remember
Samuel
that?
Jackson on that show. Who was it? There was a famous guy on that show at one time. Anyway.
As a regular or just
in
a...
Yeah, back in the day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're on C words this week.
Okay.
Ooh, been all over the place this morning already. Five-letter word. One of the shortest words this week. Five-letter word. Beginning with C, meaning an important or official position.
An important or official position.
You are correct, sir.
Five letters.
five-letter word beginning with C, meaning an important or official position. That is one of the meanings.
Oh, I bet there's a better meaning there.
Five-letter word.
There's a better meaning.
There's a very simple meaning to this C word.
No, that's not it.
An important or official position.
I don't know.
I'm not going to help you yet. 243-4351. I know. It's not really helping you. 243-4351. You're playing for a lunch buffet at Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date that you win. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Bogey's Cafe, 243-4351. Oh, my button needs to be pushed there, too. Look at all these buttons. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it chief?
It is not.
Okay,
thanks for trying. That's a good word. Not my word. 243-4351. Five-letter word beginning with C, meaning an important or official position. Good morning. You're on the air.
Coach.
Nope. Thanks for trying. Not that simple. Simple as in a different meaning completely. 243-4351. Oh, we got another caller, and then I'll give you the extra clue. Good morning. You're on the air.
How about chair?
That is it. It is chair. C-H-A-I-R. Who is this?
Don Bealey.
Don Bealey. How are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad.
Very good. You calling from Jacksonville?
Yes, ma'am.
You got it, Don. You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Sunday through Friday, all right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don Bealey, our winner today. Congratulations to him. It is chair.
He cheated. He asked his wife.
No. He's a smart man.
Yeah.
Chair, C-H-A-I-R, an important or official position. You're...
Yeah.
Chair of the board or something like that.
All right. What was the other one you were going to use?
You're sitting in it.
That's not fun.
Well, no.
It's
said
easy.
It's easy. That's what I said. You could give you a clue that would be easy.
Okay.
But I was going to say of the board. Would that have helped you? No.
Chairman. Okay, yeah, I guess
be a chair.
All right.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra. You could have said been really big and said Frank Sinatra.
I never thought of that one.
Yeah.
That'll be my next clue,
okay.
No matter what it is.
All right. Vote April in November.
I know. That's the part that sticks in my head, too.
Yeah.
And not everybody is lucky enough to have a name that just sticks with you to... there was an advertisement, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago on TV, and I said, man, that commercial drives me crazy. We were talking about it, and I've seen it 100 times, could not tell you what it was for. I said, that's not good.
That's not good.
I didn't care for the commercial, and I have no idea what it was for at the same time.
It's so an immediate turnoff for you.
It's like, ooh, darn, that didn't work even backwards.
You mentioned names over the weekend. I think it was downtown at the Pumpkin Festival. We were meeting various people, and occasionally somebody come by with a baby. Otto and Clyde. I love those names.
I saw that in the newspaper.
Yeah.
It was a birthday liner or something like that. Otto and Clyde.
Such adult names for kids.
Yeah.
It sounds so cute.
It's, I think we need to go back there because some of the new names that are being made up are definitely unique. Or spelled poorly. I'm sorry.
Breathless. Cloud.
It's just...
No, I don't think so.
She's an angel. That makes sense. Or birthdays, months and stuff. That makes sense, but some names are different. So the person who was on Electric Company once played God.
Oh, it's Morgan Freeman.
There you go. Yeah. Can you imagine Samuel Jackson?
He was a regular on Electric Company?
Yes.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that.
Yes. And Morpheus was on Pee-wee's Playhouse, and
yeah, well, that's he was Cowboy
Bob. I don't know,
Cowboy Gene or Cowboy whatever he was.
I didn't watch it. My brother, who's older than me, did. That's what's funny, but
I'll admit that that's one of those shows that
it won like 25 Emmys. I mean,
and
it was
just
huge.
Sucked you in.
Yeah, my son liked it enough that. For one Christmas, we bought him a cherry, a little blue chair with a face on it, because there was cherry in the show, so it was cherry. I don't know. But, man, gotta love PBS and all the shows and hope that all this crap that's happening right now with the state government, that we don't lose things like that. Yeah. It is unbelievable how much I flip through and go to that station all the time.
Oh, yeah. But,
as much as, and it sounds terrible, babysitting your children here, Sesame Street, it is good for you.
Yeah.
You'll learn something, even though you're sitting there just watching TV. If you're going to put something on in front of a kid, put something at least educational on it in front of them. What are they watching? Transformers. I don't know. Just make it something that they could get something out of it.
And you understand how minds can go to gobbledygook with some of the stuff that's available now.
Yeah.
Yes,
gobbledygook. It's happening now.
That's what we're going to call it from now on, gobbledygook.
So Morgan Freeman was on Electric Company.
That's a good word, gobbledygook.
It is.
Is it technically a word?
Gobbledygook? I bet you can look it up, but it'd be in the slang dictionary. It won't be in a regular dictionary.
Oh, I don't know about that,
okay,
young lady.
Pop out my collegiate dictionary.
Oh, you're going to... See, you're going
Webster's
to
Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary from 1950. No, it's
I don't even think I can spell it.
1983 was the printing of my book. I can't read the book, so it's okay.
I've already messed this up.
You know, there's... Again, I know they make...
Oh, here we go.
Large print things.
Gobbledygook, language characterized by circumlocution and jargon.
I'm sorry, if you can't read that, then you can't say that's the meaning of a word. That is...
gibberish, jibber-jabber, gobbledygook.
Locution. Where did that... a little pushin' is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, when you have to look up the definition after you look up the word, it's not a good start.
Man, how many times do you go to Google a day? How old was this
See,
person?
I don't go to Google. I go to Ask.
Gobbledygook. In my 1983 Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, it first came as a word in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, here is a meaning. Wordy and generally unintelligible jargon is gobbledygook. And it can be spelled with a Y or an E, apparently.
Yeah, this one spells this. Yeah, I've got G-O-B-B-L-E-D-E-G-O-O-K.
And mine has G-O-B-B-L-E-D-Y.
Yep.
G-O-O-K or the other.
Yeah.
Either or.
You just, things you learn listening to Karen and Gary and their gobbledygook.
You know, because there are people out there who go, they're not using real words. Well, yes, we are.
Now, they were made up at one point, but we're using them.
That monster that came around that one time used a lot of gobbledygook. Anyway. There you go.
Well, so, I'm assuming the trick-or-treating's on Monday night?
Have we heard? Has anybody passed that along to us? It's usually two nights in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
It's not generally the night after, so you would assume it would be. And, again, if you don't want a trick-or-treater, don't turn on the porch light.
Right.
And I'm sorry if you think, I'm going to just head out the door for a little while. I'm going to leave the porch light on so when I come back, I can see.
You're asking for trouble.
Exactly. You're going to have people just knocking on your door no matter what. So if you don't want little children to beg for candy. It is an odd day. Stick with your own neighborhood. Go to places that you know. And to be honest, when my children were really little, we had about 10 places we went, and they were usually family members or, you know, people who knew us when we were little. So when you brought your kids, you know, it was a big deal.
And if the house you're approaching is questionable, don't go to it.
Yeah. You know,
it is a strange holiday.
It
is. Think about it. You take little kids.
Don't talk to strangers.
You put masks on them. You make them look scary. You then take them in the dark of night.
Now run up to that house all by yourself.
Walk up and down the street and then go to the door on somebody you don't know. Ring the doorbell and ask for food.
Trick or treat. Now, I did, Heloise hints, you know, don't make homemade goods. Children will not eat them, and you'll be wasting your time. Unfortunately, it will end up in the trash. Don't give away fruits, apples, oranges. When I was little, it was you'd get popcorn balls and oranges or apples or something. No. Nowadays,
did you ever have the popcorn balls? This is the strangest. Just popcorn balls that had those little things of cinnamon in it. Yeah, I did.
Like little Red Hots?
Yeah. It was really a strange combination.
I would not have.
You had the glaze that they used to keep it together, which is sweet. You had the saltiness of the popcorn.
And
then all of a sudden, bam! You get that little bam!
That's how Emeril Lagasse got his name.
Bam!
Bam! Wow, there was a Red Hot. That's
what it was called. Bam!
Oh, no, I did not. I just remember having like caramel popcorn balls.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it was... And that was a thing, bobbing for apples. The whole Halloween thing was.
Yeah.
I've lost all that. I do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even carve a pumpkin anymore. They have so many cute things now that if you don't want to carve a pumpkin, they have little plastic parts that you can just stick in them and make them look like things and paint them and everything. So.
I always like the pumpkins after they've sat there a while, and pretty soon that smile starts drooping.
Now it really looks scary.
Yeah, then it really gets creepy.
Now, my question would be, if I go out and buy a pumpkin, is that the same kind of pumpkin you buy for a pumpkin pie?
My mother once took pumpkin from pumpkins to make a pumpkin pie.
And?
It was not what we anticipate when we eat pumpkin pie. It wasn't as sweet, and they took a whole lot of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard, that you're chopping it up in pieces and boiling it down or something. I've never tried it, but I thought, if I can go to the store and buy a pumpkin, even if it's in the produce department, does that make it a pumpkin to eat or not? That's the only reason I've never made a true pumpkin. I'll just throw that out there. That's it. It was just because I was unsure about it. But I like pumpkin pie.
I do, too. Yeah.
And we are... I heard Ryan say it yesterday, and I looked it up a long time ago for a trivia question. We're like the pumpkin capital of the world here in Illinois.
Morton is where a lot of the pumpkins are grown and shipped out of.
Right there on the avenue? Really?
No.
Morton, Illinois. Okay.
There you go.
Is it salty
pumpkin
up there?
Pumpkin pie is one of those things that it's good.
Oh, yeah.
But too much of pumpkin pie is too much of pumpkin pie.
It almost goes with the whole turkey thing.
Yeah.
How often do you make a whole turkey?
Yeah.
About as often as I make a whole pumpkin pie.
Yep. Yep. That's it.
And without the Cool Whip, it just isn't the same.
No, it's not.
You got to have a little...
Yeah.
They call it a dollop. Mine's more like a plop.
Yeah. That's mine. Mine's more like, would you like to have a little pumpkin pie with that Cool Whip?
There's everyone. There's, yeah.
Yeah.
One of those in every party.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so sleepy later. All the Cool Whip.
And the stuff coming out of the turkey.
Tetracycline. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
That sounded good, though.
Sounds
didn't
dangerous,
it?
Though.
It was okay. We're going to throw that out there. It's not it. But anyway, Tuesday, the 25th. This month is almost over.
I think I'll go to Port again tonight. It takes me an hour to get from Port into my house. I was kind of surprised. I thought it'd be closer.
Just for the heck of it, you hanging out there?
And it's been a long time since I've been to Porta.
And?
Nothing.
Do they have some port wine in Porta?
No, I don't think so. No. I didn't stick around there.
A good green room?
No. Forget it.
Is that what you call it, a green room? Where you go and get food before the game?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
It's called the hospitality room.
Oh, hospitality room.
I didn't even look.
Really?
Get there.
If you're
going to
go
game,
a whole hour, then you go for the food. Yeah,
Come on. I can afford to go without meals occasionally.
Well, have a good Tuesday.
You too.